I'm Karen Melcher, born in Lincoln, Nebraska. Grew up there until I finished college and went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. I think I had a very comfortable growing up. I was the fourth of four children, and I was quite a bit younger than my other siblings, and we lived in a Bethany, a suburb sort of Lincoln, and it was just very easy life when I think back. I was very fortunate to be close to everything. And we had behind us, where there are lots of vacant lots. Across from us was this open field, and there were cattle growing, grazing cattle corner from us. But then right up next to that was a cement block factory, which was nice because it had big piles of sand for us to play in. And piles of cement blocks to climb on. So it was sort of a nice neighborhood as far as things to do. Two sisters and one brother. I suppose that was Ruth Ann. My oldest sister was more bossy, would you say? Yeah, in a way that was strange. I think Ruth Ann did very well in school, so she was considered to be the intelligent one. And Bob, my brother, was very musical, and so he was played the banjo and the harmonica. And then my sister Jean was the artistic one. And so then I figured as the fourth one, there really wasn't much for me to do. I started out being in food and nutrition, but then I switched to biochemistry. I just remember in freshman chemistry, at the end of the semester from the lab, we had these little litmus paper things, you know, to tell your pH. And this boy and I went to the library with our litmus paper, and then we'd go up to people and we'd ask them if we could test the pH of their saliva, and that would tell whether they were boring or interesting. And I can just remember wondering, and I think what a strange thing to do now, but to learn chemistry, I think, it became easier. The first year was really hard, the periodic table and all that boring things you had to learn. But then as you got into it, it was much more interesting. Oh, I think my father would have loved for me to be a chemist. He was in the biochemistry department at Nebraska. Well, I had that job, was offered a job when I got my master's degree at Michigan State in the plant research lab. And then I end up at Oklahoma State, another land-grant college, so I'm sort of like... Well, I got married to Ulrich, so that when he got his degree, we moved to Denmark because he had a Dato fellowship. And then we moved from Denmark to New York, where he thought he had a job. But the man he was working for, when we arrived in New York, said, "Oh, by the way, I just accepted a new job in Dallas." So we were only in New York for 8 months or so. And then in Dallas is when Ulrich started applying for jobs elsewhere, and he accepted a job here at Oklahoma State, and so I came with him. We had two young daughters, so I just stayed, took care of the children. And I guess the first jobs I had sort of involved the school system. I worked for the school nurse. I quit working for a while, and then Ulrich had a postdoc in France, so we moved to France and so then when we came back, I started looking for a job, and I got a job in veterinary medicine, doing some diagnostic work on testing animals for mainly dogs for heartworm, but some other diagnostic tests. I think actually the first thing I did was, there was a thing in the newspaper or something about that there was a meeting in the library. So I did go to the library, the meeting when they presented the idea of Oak Creek. But at that time we didn't do anything about it. I just was interested. And then we came to another, I guess, wasn't through anybody. I just saw these things and I was interested in the idea of Oak Creek. And we came here to the, what's now the Common House, to another meeting, I remember, and were shown around before they had done any changes or anything or even built anything. And so we were sort of interested, and then I'm not sure why we really decided that it was time for us to look and move, and we looked around at, not too seriously, other places, and decided that Oak Creek certainly was, looked like a place where we would be happier, and I think we thought that Oak Creek was more informal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It was less structured, and we could, well, not less structured, but...
You could have your own little projects.
Yeah, it was more homey, I guess. I guess the idea, you weren't moving into an institution or something. I think that now that we're having more problems and older, I think that I really appreciate, it's not the people I know, but how kind strangers are to people like me. I mean, that doesn't... It's a very nice town as far as being... You have trouble crossing the street, everybody's very patient with things like that, and it's nice to cook with people because you get to know things about them that you wouldn't know unless you're actually working with them, and then you sort of understand them better. It's a good way to get to know people.